According to the Department of Homeland Security, if you aren't a liberal, you're a threat to the nation. The official DHS definition of right-wing extremists who pose a threat to the United States was circulated earlier this year in a law enforcement bulletin. Those groups, movements, and adherents that are primarily hate-oriented, based on hatred of particular religious, racial, or ethnic groups, and those that are mainly anti-government, rejecting federal authority in favor of state or local authority, are rejecting government authority entirely. It may include groups and individuals that are dedicated to a single issue, such as opposition to abortion or immigration. That includes those who believe in the right to life, as enshrined in the Declaration of Independence. It also includes those who believe that federal immigration laws should be upheld. So if you are a law-abiding citizen who opposes abortion and illegal immigration, the DHS may consider you a dangerous right-wing extremist. If you're a Christian, you probably made the list as well. If you're a Christian who believes in Bible prophecy, hey, you might as well turn yourself in now and avoid the rush. According to the DHS bulletin, end-time prophecies could motivate extremist individuals and groups to stockpile food, ammunition, and weapons. These teachings also have been linked with the radicalization of domestic extremist individuals and groups in the past, such as the violent Christian identity organizations and extremist members of the militia movement. The report also singles out those who don't support President Obama as racist. Many right-wing extremists are antagonistic toward the new presidential administration and its perceived stance on a range of issues, including immigration and citizenship, the expansion of social programs to minorities, and restrictions on firearms. So, if you oppose the Obama administration on immigration, citizenship, socialist economics, welfare, or firearm restrictions, then you're probably already labeled a right-wing extremist on some left-wing-driven federal law enforcement watch list. And if you served your country honorably in battle, then you also deserve to be on the watch list. The Department of Homeland Security says, returning veterans possess combat skills and experience that are attractive to right-wing extremists. You know, some describe those of us who warn our country of the dangers it's in as paranoid conspiracy hunters. Paranoia is defined as delusions of persecution. However, are you clinically paranoid if agencies like the Department of Homeland Security really do have you on their list as a probable enemy of the state?